Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Asta Sakhi Pancha Tattva Prahlad Narasimha Maharaj Narasimha Bhagavan Ananta Deva Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Chaya Mudirayet Prayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavatir Naishtiki. Before the reciting of Srimad Bhagavatam, one should offer his respectful obeisances unto Narayan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nara Narayan Rishi, Supremest Human Being, Goddess of Learning, Mother Saraswati, and unto the author, Srila Vyasadeva, translator and a commentator, Srila Prabhupada. By regular service rendered to Srimad Bhagavatam and to person Bhagavatam, everything that is troublesome to the heart is destroyed to almost to nil. And loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised by chosen hymns, is established from within as irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna. Good morning. As usual, I like to observe the loving offerings of the pujaris. And it's so nice, so beautiful. And I pray I never take it for granted. I was thinking about this, again, the color swatch. It looks like very much so like a peacock. Peacock colors, the blues and greens. And then when I looked at the turbans of Krishna Balaram, it was confirmed. They look very, very puffy. Don't you agree? Krishna Balaram's turbans look very puffy. And that's something that we know about. One thing we know about peacocks, they're very puffy. Have you seen the peacocks? Puff, and the way that they walk. We had many peacocks in Giranagar. Well, they're still there. And there's always white one. There's none here? Oh, there's a white one on the altar. We had like real ones, you know, walking around puffy. They're very hard to control, actually. They multiply very fast, and they can get out of control. Somebody's nodding because they probably came from New Vrindavan, and they have a lot of them there, too. So one of the ways we have managed peacocks in Giranagari before festivals, because it is impossible to sit down, because they eat a lot, and then they also evacuate a lot. So there's all these, like, landmines. Maybe that's why they're not here. The managers were like, you know, they thought it through. Wait a minute. there's a price tag here. So one of the ways we manage them, because they're very, like I said, puffy, and they adore their own image. They love looking at themselves. Yeah. If you put the mirror, that's when they're going to go. So before the festival, Sadachar had a great idea to put the mirrors very deep in the woods. So before the festival, there was a strategy. And there was no peacock around. Where they were deep in the woods, looking like this in front of the mirror. And sometimes they would peck. One time I had there was a car that I drove, like a farm car, and had a shiny bumper. It's a chrome, right? Chrome bumper. And I noticed it was bloody on the backside. It was bloody. I was like, what did I hit? I rarely go in reverse. You know, it's farm. You can just go anywhere. You don't have to go in reverse. You just go forward. And then I noticed from the window of my room, which was right across the barn, there was a peacock right behind this chrome bumper, which is very reflective. It's like a mirror. It was looking and pecking himself to the point of blood. And I was like, oh my goodness, they are really they're really entangled in this world of mirrors and world of self-image and the world of just animal propensity of me against the world, which is ultimately self-hurting. It's self-destructive. So that's a peacock story for the morning. All inspired by colors and puffy turbans. Hare Krishna. And I do want to mention one more thing. It was read about Shilavati Devi. That is the pujari, right? Pujari. I have to tell you, I had a great fortune just before she passed. She passed, right? Yes. So I had a great fortune to have a glimpse of her darshan. I heard about it, and I was so grateful that Krishna has arranged. It was one of those New Vrindavan Krishna house retreats that we had. And I was just looking for some maha in those back hallways. And as I was waiting in a corner, this beautiful two eyes just peek from one of the rooms there. And from those eyes came so much compassion and Krishna. And then I heard, Haribol, I need help. And it was just later I found out it was Shilavati who was in the time of her need at old age. Her caretaker wasn't around, but I was so grateful that I was able to render some service for her. And it was so nice that even she didn't say much, but just by the fact that I was able to assist, the unspoken blessings of her being sheltered or cared for was felt in my heart. And I'm very grateful for that. It's a nice story about Shilavati also. Beautiful. Senior lady, but beautiful. You know, beauty is so radiant coming from within, especially from her eyes. It was peeking. That was the only thing visible. It was peeking. Haribol, I need help. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam. We have verse is Let me take a look. If our notes match 3, 18, 12? Yes? Okay, good. So reading or continuing to read from the third canto, 18th chapter, verse 12. This is in a realm of ghastly rasa, the chivalry. The Lord is about to respond to the remarks of a demon. And as all the fights begin, they begin with exchange of words. Kshatriyas, they don't just fight. They bring about that fighting spirit by exchanging some words. What are those words? Words of glorification? No, they know exactly what to say. They go straight to the heart. They go straight to the heart. They know exactly what to say that will agitate the opponent and bring about the best out of them in a realm of fighting. So let's hear. Tvampad haratanam ki... Pampad ratanam kila yuta padipo. Tvampad ratanam kila yuta padipo. Tvampad ratanam kila yuta padipo. Gatasvano svatasya ash anuham. Gatasvano svastaya ashvanuham. Gatasvano svastaya ashvanuham. Samstapya chasman pramri jashru svakanam. Samstapya chasman pramri jashru svakanam. Samstapya chasman pramri jashru svakanam. Yasvam pratijam natipi parti asabhyam. Yasvam pratijnam Nati pi part asabhyam. Yasvam pratijnam nati pi part asabhyam. Tvam padratanam kila yuta padipo. Gatasvano svatasya ash anuha. Samstapya chasman pamri jashru svakanam. Yasvam pratijnam natipi partasabhya. Tvam padratanam kilayuta padipo. Gatashvano svatasya ashanuha. Samstapya chasmam pratimrija shusvakanam. Yasvam pratijam nitihasanya. Anybody else? Okay, word by word, together. Tvam. You. Padaratanam. Of foot soldiers. Kila. Indeed. Yutapa. Of the leaders. Adipa. The commander. Gatasva. Take steps. Naha. Our. Avastaye. For defeat. Ashu. Promptly. Anuha. Without consideration. Samstapya. Having killed. Cha. And asman, us, pramridya, wipe away, ashru, tears, svakanam, of your kin, of your kit and kin, yaha, he who, what is kit and kin? Family members, relatives, yes. Is there a difference, kit and kin? Kit and kin. You can't separate them. You can't separate your uncle from your auntie. It happens, but we shouldn't. All right. Yaha, he who, swam, his own, pratijanam, promised word, na, not, ati piparti, fulfills, asabhyaha, not fit to sit in an assembly. Who is not fit? We're going to find out. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki. This is transcendental boar speaking. Varahadev ki. You are supposed to be the commander of many foot soldiers, and now you might take prompt steps to overthrow us. Give up all your foolish talk and wipe out the cares of your kit and kin by slaying us. One might be proud, yet he does not deserve to sit in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised word. So this is the short purport. A demon might be a great soldier and commander of a large number of infantry, but in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is powerless and it is destined to die. The Lord therefore challenged the demon not to go away, but to fulfill his promised word to kill him. Omangyana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitamyena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Champadratanam Kila Yutta Padipo Gatasva No Svatasya Ash Anumaha Samstapya Chasmam Pramijashru Svakanam Ya Svam Pratijnam Natipiprat Asabhyaha. You are supposed to be a commander of many foot soldiers, and now you might take prompt steps to overthrow us. Give up all your foolish talk and wipe out the cares of your kith and kin by slaying us. One might be proud, yet he does not deserve a seat in an assembly if he fails to fulfill his promised word. In Kali Yuga, and in general, man or woman is as good as his word, right? You hear that? There was a saying also by the great warrior, don't speak, don't boast like you are taking off your armor, when in reality, you're just putting it on. We're coming this morning. We've been taking japa walks at Krishna House every morning, 6:30 to 7. Right after the announcements, we're getting some fresh air to get the flow, get the oxygen flow. And it was a foggy, just like here, and it was beautiful driving here too. There's a fog coming. Because fog is coming up, right? And I was like, wow, this is just like in Mayapur. You know, remember those Mayapur fogs? And then somebody on a japa walk, they said, oh, fog, I just figured out the acronym. Forgetting our God. What do you think? What do you think about that acronym? Is it good? Who thinks it's good? Oh, some of you think it's not good? Okay, those of you who think it's not good, tell us, why do you think it's not good? Okay, why is it not good? Forgetting our God. Fog. Why is it not good? No? So you like it or you don't? Okay, are we asleep or are we awake? What is the condition? I'll tell you, huh? Fog? It's a fog. It's a foggy morning. It's so foggy that you cannot express what do you think. Why do you think it's good? Who raised the hand that it's good? Why do you think it's good? Why do you think it's good? You like acronyms? I like acronyms. You don't like, you said?
I like acronyms.
That's the only reason why?
It's also, I mean, the beginning of forget, it's also fog, forget.
Uh-huh. So oh, wow, the double. What do you call it?
It's a double acronym.
The double down on, yeah, and I never thought about it. Thank you for sharing. Yes, Prabhu.
When it's foggy, you lose your way. You can forget your way.
So you like it or are you?
Yeah, I like it. I
mean, you're not one of those who don't like it.
I mean, you know, fog itself, it doesn't, it's not quite explicit, but at least the idea of fog, the word itself is not so explicit, but fog, we understand the meaning really, you know, and you can, You can lose your way. I can remember one day I was coming and something happened to my windscreen and it was really foggy. Psh, man, I had to drive very slow. And even though I've driven on this path for 20 years and more, I still couldn't figure my way through it. You know?
Once you take the vision away, forget it. It's not safe anymore. Okay, somebody who didn't like it. So we have examples of like it, somebody who didn't like it, and why you didn't like it. So everybody liked it. I didn't like it. Huh? You didn't like it? Okay, tell why. Oh, no. The acronym. Why? Not why you don't like the fog. Why didn't like the acronym? Forgetting our God. That was the question. I didn't like it. I can tell you why I didn't like it. I didn't like it because it was divisive. As if there's our God and somebody else's God. Forgetting our God. It was a nice sentiment, but it was divisive. And this is one thing about going back to the verse and a purport that we're covering today. It's very common about, not demons, I like to use a different term, demoniac nature. Nobody's really a demon, they're just covered, right? We all part and parcel of Krishna, forgetting that. And this is what happened to Jai and Vijay. And there they are acting out in complete oblivion. Acting, of course, for the pleasure of the Lord, because Krishna wanted to sport, fight in a fight, and he cannot just fight anybody, he fights his devotees who are taking their role. And part of that demoniac nature is this divisiveness. They exhibit that. And that's why I didn't like it. Forgetting our God. One time, Prabhupada came to the, I think it was a TV show, and he brought the picture with him. It was a picture of Krishna. And he put it on a seat next to him. And then the reporter, TV, I think it was in Australia, and then a reporter said, "Oh, you have brought your God." And then Prabhupada said, "No, this is Krishna, Supreme Personality of God." And several times, reported was bringing the conversation back in this kind of divisive way of, "You have brought your God." And Prabhupada several times had to like bring it back. It's like, "No, this is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, God of all." And then finally, he lost it. He says, "Why? Why are you taking Krishna and trying to put it on your level? Why are you trying to put him down on your level?" Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or as just recently, as I was walking, God of all. By definition, God is one. It can't be two. So this ours, theirs, this game that demoniac nature plays with us and with others, it's very detrimental, very destructive. I was walking from the campus back to the Krishna house last Friday, and I had my dhoti and my tilak and everything. Sometimes it happens, I just rush because I don't want to miss Purushartha Prabhu and his kirtan there at Plaza. So I rush, I forgot to change. And I like it, I also like it. It's very nice. Representing, waving our flags high. And there was this lady, young lady, she was walking. I didn't say anything. She just felt triggered. She felt maybe threatened. And she said, "I already have my religion." I didn't say anything. I was just walking with, who I was walking with? I forgot. I was walking with somebody. Oh, Panchatattva Prabhu. I was walking with him back. And she just remarked like that. I was like, "Wow, that's really deep." I wanted to engage in conversation, but it was one of those like just, lost opportunities or nothing to do but to reflect on how deep this ignorance goes of us and them, this division, this divide, the othering, that it's killing us, literally killing us. Yes, Prabhu.
What if we change it slightly to forgetfulness of God?
Oh, love it. I think we have solved the puzzle. This deserves the applause. Yes, thank you, Prabhu. We have a real Muni within us, a real Kavi. Thank you, Prabhu. You have solved the puzzle. All right, and Prabhupada was never like that. He saw everybody as part of Krishna's family, like Krishna sees everybody in such a way. Today is the day. Yesterday he arrived by solar calendar. He arrived, he stepped his foot in Kamala Pier. We were there for the very first festival of Prabhupada's arrival. Srila Prabhupada is coming in Boston. Maharaj was there. You were there, Maharaj, right? Were you there? Yeah, 2003, I think, right? Were you there? Anybody else was there for the first? Oh, you were there. Wow. Well, no. The first one was way early. I think it was 2003 or something, right? Early 2000. They did the first Paschatya Desha Tarana festival or Prabhupada's arrival festival. Yeah, they rented a boat. You were there, right? You were there, yeah. Bhadra Prabhu, of course he was there. He was organizing everything, as he still does many years later. Beautiful. So we were able to go on the ocean side, and we were able to see what Prabhupada was seeing. But today is the day where he wrote that Markina Bhagavad Dharma poem, where he expresses a different sentiment, not so divisive, but it's a sentiment of concern, because he saw the whole world as the world of opportunity to spread Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Markine. Markina starts, it stands for American. It's not a Sanskrit word, it's a Bengali slang, you can say. It stands for America, Merka, like a Merka. So, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, teaching Krishna consciousness in America. It's a beautiful poem, where Prabhupada shows a great deal of concern. And he didn't know, he had the idea of spreading Krishna consciousness, acting on the instruction of his own spiritual master, but he didn't know to turn left or right. So there was a great deal of uncertainty. And that's another name of Prabhupada, Swami of Uncertainty. And he was, along the way, it was always, things were always uncertain. And Prabhupada prayed very, very incessantly, very deeply. He prayed for the empowerment. You brought me here for some reason. So please fulfill that reason and give me strength to act upon it. Later on also, he always prayed, even in time of success. Late 60s was establishing, and early 70s, and throughout 70s was expansion. But he always prayed. He always prayed to the deities not to forget. Not to forget where the empowerment and where the um, everything that was needed was coming from. Narada Rishi was telling me the other day in New York, he was sitting on that New York Vyasasan after that big building was purchased, and he was just very deeply, and I don't know if he was there or he was recalling a story. The Prabhupada was deeply absorbed in a thought of amazement that Krishna is, this is way beyond what Prabhupada was ever expecting or dreaming of. You know, having 55th Street, 5th Avenue, big building. And he said, Krishna is the supreme mystic. This is incredible. He never took it for granted. As a matter of fact, he prayed to the deities never to fall out of the influence of illusory energy. And that usually starts when we start taking things for granted, because there's nothing that is of an ordinary nature on our path. Everything is extraordinary. So as we become overly familiar with the process, overly familiar with a wonderful devotee association, we are edging the God out. This is another acronym, the ego. That again, the demoniac nature is very prone of. In San Antonio, when we're starting the mission, where is the clock here? Oh, behind me, wow. Oh, yeah, there's a big, whoa. I'm surprised my phone didn't go off. Usually, oh no, it's 5 minutes, there'll be Q&A alarm. In San Antonio, we had a motto when we're starting a mission there, a small center, Ashram 5. We had a motto, don't hate, meditate. which is also a very significant message for demoniac nature and divisiveness, that because you hate what? You hate the others. Anybody hate themselves? It's always in relation to, there are some, but I don't think it's a realm of a normal mindset. I hate myself. but it's also part of that same nature. You got to hate something. Forgetting again the nature, a blissful nature of a living entity as a part and parcel of Krishna. And speak about blissful nature. In Krishna House, we have also a motto. It's a motto of sustainable insight and joy. Huh? Motto. Motto. Oh, motto. Sorry. You're always so kind. You've been always so kind with English details. Thank you. Motto. In Krishna House, there's a motto of sustainable insight and joy, which also indicates on our Satchit Ananda nature, reminding that we've been as part and parcel of Krishna around for eternity. And not only that, but we are as part and parcel of Krishna full of joy and full of cognizance. Krishna is infinitely fascinating. This is my favorite explanation when somebody asks me, so what is Krishna means? So I like to say, is a person that it's infinitely fascinating. It's nice, right? It also avoids this division or divide. Look for the person that it's infinitely fascinating, that is Krishna. As Rupa Goswami says in his very beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita, Sindhu, He's Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's this form that is perfectly and completely equipped to fulfill in reciprocation with all the rasas, all the mellows, including this rasa of chivalry, the rasa of fighting the ghastly, as the Lord, the transcendental boar, now is exchanging the words of dissing and trash talking and talking smack because he's been challenged by the demon in such a way. But now it's Lord Varaha's turn, and he's giving back. Yeyata ma prapadyante tamstatavya bhajamyaham. As one comes to me, I reciprocate accordingly. Samoham sarva puteshu namedveshyostinapriya. I have no reason to act this way or that way, but if somebody approaches me in this way, then I reciprocate according to one's desire. Everything that Krishna does, he is Atmaram. He doesn't need to act. He's self-contained, self-satisfied. But yet he does. He acts. Why? Why does Krishna act, although he doesn't have to? What is the root cause of any lila? Of course, we say it's Krishna's desire. But there's another element there, yes? Yes, to please his devotees. He is known as Bhaktavatsala. He is very eager to please his devotees. So any picture of Krishna you see, surrounded by these devotees, he is acting because his devotees, they wish to see him act in that way. And their desire is so pure that Krishna becomes like a puppet. And we will see that in coming attractions and upcoming month of Kartik. Kartik Vrata month of Damodar Ki, where he exhibits that as well. Very, very much so there in that pastime. So we see that Krishna's reciprocity, even when he was entering the wrestling, remember the time when Krishna was entering the wrestling arena? And then everybody saw him in a different way. The wrestlers, they saw him as a strong opponent. The Chanarai Mushtika. Balaram, he tackled Mushtika. Krishna, he dealt with Chanara. They were also very ready to fight. Then Vrajavasis, they saw him as a wonderful Krishna. How did Kamsa saw Krishna? He saw him as Krishna walked in. He saw him as death personified. And those who are unintelligent, foolish, how did they saw him? Maybe some others, they saw him in their way. But those foolish, unintelligent, they saw him rather as incapable. Incapable, like, oh, there's a boy Krishna. We're a little concerned. What is he going to do? So, Akila Rasamrita Murti, like a jewel, if you have a diamond or a jewel, as the light hits the diamond from different angles, you'll see, you'll have different experiences as you approach Krishna in different ways. So it's very important that we cultivate this favorable anukul yena Krishna, in relation to Krishna, but in a favorable way. So what is it about demons that they're hell-bent to go against Krishna? What happened? Why did this is taking place? Why they're so against Krishna. What was it? Not a rhetorical again, it's a question to all of you. Why is Hiranyaksha so hell-bent against Varaha? Don't tell me because he's a demon or has a demoniac nature. He needs therapy. Yes, Prabhu. Huh? Pride, okay. He needs therapy. He's prideful. Any other? That's kind of in a realm of... That's in a realm of pride, similar answer. He's envious. How about this? How about because he's hurt? You heard about that before? Hurt people? Just last Friday we had a talk at Krishna House. The world of hurt and communication that helps us get out of it. You have two languages, the language of giraffe and the language of jackal. So demons or demoniac nature is more prone to the language of the jackal. This is the conflict resolution 101. We won't get into it, but it's the hurt, it's the feelings of hurt. Remember Kashyapa and Diti? They not just gave birth to these brothers, but many daityas came from Kashyapa. Is one of the great Sapta rishis, and Aditi gave birth to many daityas, but they're all dealt with by Vishnu. They were all killed. So it was the grudge, it was the feeling of hurt that he was holding. And it was propelling him against, and it just was so intense that he wanted to have a payback, not being able to let go. So it's a big problem, holding a grudge. It's like drinking a poison and thinking or hoping that other person will die. It's very destructive. And in Garuda Purana, we hear that from both asuras and devas, they have four activities they both perform. They all know the scripture. They both know the Vedas. They perform sacrifice. They give charity. And they perform tapa, both devas and asuras. But there's two qualities, only specific or attributed to the daityas or the asuras. They can forgive, they hold a grudge, and they are greedy, or they're unclean. And greedy means unclean, ultimately. So this is a problem. This is a problem. As they deal with those two problems, holding a grudge or unable to forgive, they're also unable to control their senses. Senses run out of control because we want it so bad. And the tongue is something that if we're unable to control, it just creates a lot of problems. There's a story between the teeth and the tongue. The teeth were telling the tongue, hey, and this is another illustration of how pride becomes checked ultimately. Hey, tongue, you better listen. You better listen to me. And if you don't, I will crush you. Because the teeth, they can crush. It's true, they can crush the tongue. But then, on which the tongue actually responded, yes, yes. But you should think about it. Because all I need to do is just say a few words to a wrong person, and that and that will be the end of you. All the teeth will be out. So who is more powerful, the teeth or the the teeth or the tongue? The tongue is most powerful, and although there is no bones in the tongue, still it can break the heart. Wrong words breaks the heart. So we have to be very careful. As aspiring devotees, I have to very often check myself to try to listen more. Try to listen more, because God given me 2 ears and 1 mouth. So I have to listen more and speak when needed, when necessary. Okay, I'm looking at the time. It's 9 o'clock. Somehow my alarm didn't go off. Usually it goes off 10 minutes before for Q&A. Let's see. Yes, please.
No?
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of acronyms, Akuti once said, GMO means God move over.
GMO. GMO, yeah. I'm sure Mother Akuti will like that. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Breakfast, hopefully it's ready, waiting for all of you.
So you were saying about demons that don't forgive, and what was the other thing? They don't forgive.
Oh, two qualities. Yeah, they don't. They hold a grudge and they're greedy.
Oh, they're greedy.
According
yeah.
to Garuda Purana. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and but also they don't like to accept the authority of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like the foremost one, and yeah. that's also synonymous with like atheists to some extent, you know?
Yeah.
They don't, that's one, and they're very harsh to the devotees, very cruel to the devotees.
Yes.
Yeah, And you were talking about the time, though. Sometimes I was looking. We actually start at 8:30, really, because you know you were talking about the peacocks and thing. Yeah, but you know sometimes can be a little more conscious of that.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't like the story of peacocks?
No.
I see. You want me to speak more about other things?
Well, usually most speakers start to focus on the class as soon as they get on the asana.
I see.
That's the general trend.
I see. Okay. I got it. I'm taking the note and I'll check in if that's okay or not. No, you're eager. You're eager for more Bhagavatam. And somehow the peacocks are not part of it. okay, got it. Thank you very much. Oh, there's a mic.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for lecture. I really enjoyed the story about the teeth and the tongue. That was very funny. But my question is, so according to Purana, like you said, demons, they have this quality of not being able to forgive, and the other one is that they're greedy. But if they perform a lot of charity, how are they greedy? In which way? Because they do a lot of charity, as you mentioned. So how does that go together with being greedy?
Why do we do that?
So the motive behind being charity is because they're greedy.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Everything,
okay.
Intention defines a lot of things. I wouldn't say everything, but a lot of things is defined by our intention.
So they're basically
approaching Krishna in a business mindset.
In a business mindset. Okay.
I'll give some, but I want more.
I see. Okay.
Give me more.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, there's more if we can. Please, somebody say otherwise.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a lovely class. My question is, you say that the demons have these qualities, or they don't forgive, and I see these qualities in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. So.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So, sometimes we can be in a real life situation. We can be in a situation with devotees, and we get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't forgive, we don't forgive, and it can become a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's something, like, I imagine we have to somehow find the right distance or position amongst each other from those who we might have these negative things with, where we somehow are protected and we don't commit offenses. So I'm wondering, like, how do we navigate that if there's somebody who we know doesn't forgive us or we don't forgive them? Like, how do we navigate the right distance, especially when other devotees might be saying to us, you just have to forgive them, you're letting them have control over your, etc. How do you navigate these sorts of, like, subtleties?
Yeah, that's it can be hard. I hear you loud and clear. When we are hurt, yeah, this is, I opened a can of worms. This is a big topic, and I don't want to just give you, like, you know,
okay,
a quick answer, because I don't think it will do justice, and I don't want to aggravate that, but maybe after we conclude this,
okay,
I can give you more time.
Okay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Sitana Premanande.